Good morning, everyone. Today is April 2nd, 2024. There's a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. Item number two on today's agenda is to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number three, which is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd all join me.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, on to item number four of today's agenda is public comment. Public comment is welcomed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment is again welcomed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per individual. With that said, is there any public comment in the courtroom or on Zoom today? As a reminder for folks on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature. And if you're calling in, I believe it's star 9 to raise your hand and star 6 to unmute yourself.
For the record, Gary Schmidt. I am a candidate for Story County Commission District 1, which is Virginia City and Gold Hill. For those of you that don't know me, I'm commonly known as the Trump Mobile, which I've been riding through town for about 8 years. You may, if you're here at all, you'll be familiar with that. I have some business cards in the back if anyone would like them. That describes a little bit of my background, but just briefly, I bought my first commercial real estate when the two commissioners present here, parents, were in kindergarten. That was 62 years ago. I have extensive business background and extensive background in the tourism industry. Longtime owner of the Reindeer Lodge on Mount Rose Highway, owned a half dozen nightclubs, been in concert production business, special events for over half a century. I'm also a expert on the public records law and open media law. I've passed out a couple exhibits here. There are copies in the back that having to do with deficiencies in regards to the public records law in Story County. The most glaring deficiency is in Story County, when you go to get a public records, you're sort of intimidated or forced into making a written request using the county's forms. As a matter of law, that's not required. It clearly says under 239.01071 that oral requests are legal. Additionally, the county seems to, as a lot of other counties do, rely on a provision of the law that says they have 5 days to respond to a public records request. That's only partially true, because in that same provision, item two, says a public records should be provided as expediently as possible. If the public record is readily available, they do not have 5 days to respond. I also pass out the rate sheet, which the county has commonly posted. In item four, it quotes law that was repealed 5 years ago. The district attorney's office should be monitoring the state legislature, and anytime there's a change in law that affects things like public records, open meeting law, and other things, should be informing the commission of that. It's really not a very good display for the county to be publicly posting law that was repealed 5 years ago. It's a real deficiency. If anyone wants to talk to me about that,
you had 3 minutes
afterwards, I'll give them.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? All right, not seeing any public comment. We're going to move on to item number five, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for April 2nd, 2024 meetings. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments, sir?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I'm good to go.
County Manager, are there any changes to the agenda today?
No, there aren't. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the agenda and the items on the agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number six, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the February 20, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments regarding those minutes, sir?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
I don't have any questions.
Is there any public comment regarding the minutes for February 20, 2024? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes for our February 20th, 2024 meeting as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Jim, is there a way to respond?
Is it soft?
Oh.
You can ask him to turn up.
Hey, Lance, is there a way you can raise your volume a little bit, sir?
I will try.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
So maybe a little closer to the microphone. I'm sorry.
All right. Very good. And I'll try to raise it as well.
Okay. I think we got it raised here in the courtroom.
Thank you.
All right. Back to item number seven on today's agenda, discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the minutes for the March 5th, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments regarding those minutes, sir?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
No, thanks.
Is there any public comment regarding the minutes for the March 5th, 2024 meeting? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I move to approve the minutes from our March 5th, 2024 meeting as presented.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number eight is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments regarding the consent agenda?
No, sir. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding the consent agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number nine. This is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. We're going to kick things off with the sheriff's office. Thank you, Sheriff. Moving right along, excuse me, to the Fire Protection District.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. Just a couple of quick updates. Dozer 74 is still stationed outside Amarillo, Texas. They have responded to a couple of little small fires, but nothing large just as of yet. But it does look like the weather's going to change down there, and we don't expect them back till at least probably April 15th. Other than that, I'd like to just reiterate to everyone, open burning has been closed since Monday, so no more burning in the Mark Twain area or the River District. And that's all the updates I have today.
Appreciate the updates, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the Chief?
No questions. Thank you, Chief.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you again. Moving on to Public Works. All right. Thanks, Jason. How about the Operations and Projects Coordinator, also known as Mike Northern?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. A couple items to update the board today.
First up is Taylor Street is nearing completion. Final grading and curb and gutter are complete. The remaining items include work to the boardwalk, permanent fencing, and the repaving of Taylor Street. Item number two, fairgrounds improvement project. 30% plans have been reviewed and sent back to the engineers with comments. They are currently working on the next milestone, which will be the 60% set. Right-of-way abandonments for the fairgrounds parcel is on the agenda for the April 4 Planning Commission meeting. So that's moving forward. Item number three is the Lockwood Senior Center. We'll be getting the 100% set on Monday, April 8 for final review. Bid documents are essentially complete. We'll get updated cost estimates, and then we will start setting milestone dates. Bid advertising could potentially start as early as the end of next week. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thanks for those updates, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions for Mike?
No questions, Mike. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the update.
Thank you.
About our business development director, Laura Mather.
Good morning, Laura Mather for the record. I wanted to give an update to our 2025 federal appropriations requests. They have been formally submitted through the portal that will add them to the 2025 federal budget and then start that project. So we are now at a hurry up and wait that part in this whole process. So again, that's the Divide Water Main Replacement Project. We requested $1 million. Lockwood Flood Mitigation requested $3 million. Emergency Mobile Command Center, $250,000. And Piper's Opera House West Wall and A Street Project, we requested $1 million. And then one of the things that I wanted to make sure and add to this is I have the privilege of coming up here and talking about all this money, you know, these millions of dollars of grant funds that we're receiving. But it takes every single department in this county to make that happen. Every department helped us with the process, helped create the narrative, figure out what the budget's going to be. I can't think of one department that wasn't involved in this process. So it is an absolute teamwork to get this done. So, you know, I get to stand up here and talk about it, but everybody participates in it. Jennifer McCain now will patiently work with me as these numbers change, as the possibility of getting it change. And she's really wonderful as far as helping us as we go through this project and making those adjustments as the budgets are created. So, you know, I just wanted to make it clear to everybody that it is absolute teamwork, and it's an honor for me to work with every department as we go through this process. End my report.
Thank you for that report, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Laura?
I do not. Thank you, Laura.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Thanks again for that report. How about our administrative officer, Honey Coughlin? Thank you, Honey. How about the planning department? All right, thank you, Kathy. Emergency management.
Morning, Commissioners. Adam Wilson, Director of Emergency Management, for the record. Couple quick updates. Last week, we had the active shooter tabletop exercise with the county departments and the school district. It went really well. We had some amazing attendance, really great learning opportunity. So we're going to be taking the after action report from that and establishing some new milestones to get us ready for the full-scale exercise we're planning in August. On the last e-board meeting, we looked at a couple different mass notification systems for the county. We currently use Code Red through OnSolve to do our emergency notifications. Most of the counties that border us have moved away from Code Red. And so we began evaluating. We selected a new company called Rave Solutions. They're part of Motorola. So effective July 1, we're going to transition over from Code Red to this new system, Rave. It saves the county a significant amount of money. Their bid was a lot lower than Code Red's, and they provide a lot more services. It's easier to use on our side, and it should be a better system for our citizens and our visitors to use. So there'll be a lot more to come on that as we start doing information pushes on moving to that new system. And then just a reminder, next Wednesday at 10 a.m., out at the McCarran Government Complex as the local emergency planning committee's next meeting. That is all I have. I'll take questions.
Thank you for that update, Adam. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Adam?
No, thank you, Adam.
Well, Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that update. I'll see you next week. How about the Virginia City Tourism Commission?
Good morning, everyone. Leah Cruz, Assistant Tourism Director for the record. Just real quick update. April 9th is our next merchant mix and mingle. All merchants are invited to attend that. It begins at 6 o'clock at Piper's Opera House. The April 13th Father-Daughter Day and Dance is completely sold out. So we're happy with that one. It's been going for over 10 years now and people are really excited for it every year. The BC Grand Prix coming up the 27th and 28th. Planning is in the swing right now. We're in the middle of planning for that. And then the last thing I have to report is Reno Tahoe Comedy is coming back to Piper's Opera House on April 27th. And this time he will be bringing comedian Bobcat Goldthwait.
Nice. Thank you for that update, Leah. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions or comments for Leah?
No, thank you for the report, Leah.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Okay, thank you.
All right, it's good to know Bobcat's still around. Comptroller's Office. All right, thank you, Jennifer. How about the Assessor's Office? How about the Recorder's Office? Thank you, Drew. How about our IT department? Sounds good. Human Resources.
Good morning. Randy Lopez for the record.
Morning.
I just wanted to do a quick update. We're going to have open enrollment April 3rd through April 11th. The meetings that we're going to have are going to be tomorrow on April 3rd from one at 9 and another at 3. We're holding in-person meetings this year for all county staff. We would like them to come. Actually, we are requesting them to be there in person as we are changing insurance carriers this year. And we want to make sure that everybody understands the changes and can ask the questions and get their questions answered. If anybody has any questions, please let us know. Contact the HR office and we'll be happy to help with anything.
All right. Thank you for that update, Brandy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Brandy?
I do not. Thank you, Brandy.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. About community development, Director Pivino.
Morning, Commissioners. Pete Renault for the record. As everybody in here probably knows, Carson Street's closed from C Street to B Street. Precautionary to safeguard the public from any debris that may fall off the building. As everyone knows, the crack on that building looks horrible. During this time, the owner has an allotted time to have an engineer look at it, evaluate it, and make any repairs that need to be done to it within 60 days. During the closure, well, if the closure ends up being longer than the 60 days, Austin's told me that he wants to replace the fencing with some more ornamental looking wrought iron, black wrought iron. Hopefully we can get it mitigated sooner than that so it's open during the summertime. And that's all I have for today. Any questions? Great.
Thank you, Pete. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Pete?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that update, Pete. About the senior center, Stacy.
Stacy York for the record. We have a new agreement with Nevada Health Centers to provide a medical mobile unit out in Lockwood and Mark Twain. It'll be out in Lockwood on April 9th and the 23rd from 9:30 to 3:30, and out in the Mark Twain Community Center April 16th, May 3rd, 9:30 to 3:30. And we also have our Lockwood Town Hall meet and greet on April 18th at 5:30 at the Lockwood Community Senior Center. And that is it today.
Great. Appreciate the update, Stacy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Stacy?
Do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No.
Thanks again. See the judges with us today. Do you have anything for us today, Judge? No. All right. Thank you. How about the DA's office?
Nothing today, Mr. Chairman.
All right. That's always good. County Manager's office.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. It's Austin Osborne for the record. To let you know, like we do every year, we had gone out to bid on health insurance benefits for the county employees. This year, unlike prior years, we actually had quite a bit of competition in that going out to market. We had three different bids come in from different companies ranging in different health benefits packages as well as costs. And creating a little bit of balance between the cost and the packages, of course, was a goal with our team. I want to thank our HR department as well as employees and folks that have got together to look at all the different plans and options, as well as the comptroller's office and all of us looking together to come up with what we would do for this next coming year. At this point, Anthem is the chosen bid. They came up at 8% increase. That was with a 2.5% additional decrease if we were to go with their dental and vision plan as well. Some of the other costs would have gone up 15% or more if we would have stayed with this current carrier or had gone to other carriers. We remain on a high deductible plan that accompanies also with a health savings account and HSA type of plan. And then some employees, if they choose to have a PPO, they would have to pay for that themselves as a buyout, but that option is available. The network is pretty much similar as far as in-doctors and out-of-doctors and in-state and out-of-state. And then dental and vision also would be with Anthem. This is a change of carrier, so our team is well positioned to be able to migrate all that information over. As Director Lopez said during her report, we are asking this year's open enrollment to be mandatory because we're changing carriers. This assures that all of our employees will have coverage and that there won't be any disruption in that. And also to make sure those people that want to buy up, that is all clarified as well. I want to add here that Kevin Monahan over here to the left from LP Insurance helped guide us through this process with his team. He's also here to answer any questions that this board may have. Thank you.
Thank you for that update, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions. I know that it's always somewhat disruptive when there's a change of provider, but I think that it's a good move overall, and I'm pleased that we're able to keep similar coverage and hopefully keep those costs down a little bit over what the others were offering. So,
indeed. All right. Thank you again for that update, Austin.
You're welcome.
How about the Clerk Treasurer's Office?
Jim Hindle, Clerk and Treasurer. Just want to start off today by welcoming our addition to the Clerk and Treasurer's Office, Mark Allen, Story County's very own, joins us, and Mark will be taking on the lead with elections in helping out with that. I encourage everybody that I haven't had a chance to introduce Mark to meet him. He's got a great sense of humor since he started on April Fool's Day. Regarding elections, we are in the swing for the June election. Mark is hitting the ground running. We have our work cut out for us. Sample ballots will be prepared and they will start going out at the end of the month. Our overseas and out-of-state ballots will be going out end of the month to the beginning of May, and then our in-state, in-county ballots, sample ballots will be going out in the middle of May. So we're right up against those deadlines to prepare for early voting at the end of May and then the June 11th primary. One last issue that I wanted to bring up is that for some of the public comment that has come up, the chair drove us a couple at this point about 6 weeks ago. We are looking at more monitors and a larger monitor to try and provide more information and more ability for people in the audience to follow. We do have some limitations on that. and it will move a little more slowly than maybe we would like. This courtroom, as the judge will tell you about her courtroom, is not ours to do with as we wish. This courtroom is officially under the control of the district court and the district court judges, Judge Russell and Judge Lewis. They must approve anything that we do. And as well as the fact that being a historic courtroom, we cannot mount new technology willy-nilly. We have to make sure that we are doing things that allow the courtroom to maintain its historic view. So we are working with the district court judges. Mr. Chair, we are looking at a bigger monitor and possibly additional monitors so that, as people have brought up, there's a better ability for people to view the proceedings as we go through. So stay tuned for that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jim?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for the update. Thanks again for looking into that, Jim. All right. Is there anybody else on staff that I missed for an update? Not nonprofit staff first. All right. Not seeing any. I know we have Eric in the audience, and I believe Erica Perry online as well. So we'll go with Eric first.
Good morning. For the record, Eric Schoen with Community Chest. So it may seem kind of strange to say this now, given that spring has just sprung, but summer is right around the corner, and with it, our summer programs for our youth. I would encourage parents who are thinking about having their kiddos enrolled in our program to reach out early to make sure there's space. In summers past, we've actually had to limit the number of students because we've had so many students who want to attend. So just being planting the seed to be proactive for parents to enroll their kiddos in our summer program. Also, if you've driven by our, what we call the Pink House at 991 South C Street, you see that there's some dirt work that's been started for the building that we purchased next door, 951 South C Street. And by December, we're hoping to have basically doubled the amount of space that we have for early childhood education. So right now we have enough spots for 30 early child education spots. When we're done, we should have enough for 60. And it should give us more space for before and after school programming at the community center as well. We'll do that in two phases. First phase, hopefully, will be done by the end of the summer. So we'll be able to open up the front part of that house with for our classroom. And then we'll work on an additional outbuilding, if you will, for a second classroom. But mostly I came up here because I wanted to say thank you. First of all, the entire county, all the county personnel are fantastic. I have not had a single person who hasn't been great and wonderful and helped us in so many ways when things have come up. But specifically, I wanted to mention two departments. One is IT. IT has helped to make sure that we've been able to have access to high-speed internet, which is so important these days, from our programming to our business operations. And when there's a snafu, your staff is always there to handle it quickly if I haven't had a chance to get to it. So I appreciate that you guys are so supportive in that way. And then secondly, the snow removal this year was just fantastic. We had no issues whatsoever. Made the difference for us in terms of being able to open fully down at the community center, continue our operations. So much thanks for all of that as well. And lastly, I wanted to personally acknowledge Donnie Gilman for his contributions and support of the Lockwood Hillside before and after school program. Without his contribution, I don't know that we could run that program because it takes a certain amount of money to make sure that we could pay staff and provide the snacks before and after school. But Donnie believes in that program so much that he's personally supported that program for at least the last 3 years. And I wanted to publicly acknowledge him and say thank you for that continued support. It means the difference for about 10 kiddos having that consistent adult positive support and that nutritional support and homework support both before and after school.
Wonderful. Yeah. Great update, Eric. Really appreciate it. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Eric at this time?
No, thank you very much, Eric. Appreciate your comments a lot. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Eric. All right. How about St. Mary's Arts Center Director Erica Perry?
Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you very much. I would like to thank everyone also for their support and participation in the snowy Easter egg hunt on the lawn. It was a great turnout and the kids had a lot of fun. Hopefully you can see the picture up there on the profile if you squint. Local 847 scout troop stuffed over 1,000 eggs. They hid even more than that, and they helped oversee the event. The firefighters sounded the alarm to kick off the hunt and handed out the prizes. The sheriff's deputies were there and shared cool stickers. And Public Works and various volunteers made sure the property was actually accessible. So thank you to everyone who made this annual tradition a success, including our beloved local Easter Bunny, who made a grand entrance on his little tractor with a plow, which was much to the kids' delight. We also open for season tomorrow, April 3rd at 11 a.m. To the extent that our calendar allows, we are extending our open days to also include Tuesday. So we will be open Tuesday through Sunday, excluding, of course, artist retreats or private rentals. And we are also introducing two new programs, which we're very excited about. One is Art After Dark, which is an evening for folks to come for a Friday evening of art galleries, history, creating an art lab, and some other festivities. And that will be one Friday night per month, and folks can find that on our calendar. And then also Art Lab is our second new program, which offers self-guided art stations for at least 3 days following our art and cocktails classes, which is typically on a Thursday night. And this was designed for our students to finish their projects from class, but also for locals and visitors to have options to come create unique pieces of art, whether they want to come down specifically for that, or if it's in addition to viewing the art galleries or taking a history tour. And there's no advanced registration required for that. Art After Dark and Art Lab will both debut during the Mark Twain Days event on May 10th. That's going to be a tongue twister for a couple months. Also, a scout with Troop 847 is seeking her Eagle rank, and she is working with us to launch a self-guided QR code tour throughout the building, all four floors. And she is also working with her high school Spanish teacher so that we can also offer it in Spanish, which will be new for us. And we're very excited about that. Our classes and our open days are on our calendar on the website. And we encourage everyone to look at that before they head down, just because it is a pretty complex calendar. And we hope that a lot of our local community will come and enjoy all of the offerings that we have there. Last but not least, St. Mary's Art Center is turning 60 this year, and we will remind everyone again, but we are celebrating the anniversary on May 18th from 1 to 4 with a spring exhibition, live music, special displays, and a video, and we can't wait to show everyone what we've been doing over the winter and the new spring exhibition. And that is all today. Thank you.
Thanks for that update, Erica. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Erica?
I do not. Thank you, Erica.
Mr. Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. That concludes staff reports. I just want to ask one more time, is there anybody that I missed? All right. Thanks for those lovely reports. Appreciate everybody sharing the information with us. We're going to move on to item number 10 on today's agenda, which is board comment. No action, no public comment will be taken. Commissioner Gilman, any comments for us today, sir?
No comments today. Thank you, sir.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
The only comment I had is I just wanted to report, we had several of our staff, and I was there as well. We're at the Western Nevada Development District Summit that they held out in Fallon this last week, and there were lots of good presentations and discussions about different potential funding sources and ways to work with the region, so that was beneficial.
All right. Thank you. I don't have anything today, so that's going to bring us to item number 11. Discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval to direct county staff to begin researching the process of subdividing the county-owned land adjacent to Miners Park, which is occupied by the Virginia City Community Center, operated by Community Chest, Inc., and located at 175 Carson Street, Virginia City, Nevada, and for a potential future transfer of ownership of said property to Community Chest, Inc. Laura.
Thank you. Laura Mather, for the record. The Community Chest entered into an agreement with Story County to lease the property under the Community Chest Library located at 175 Carson Street. This lot is part of the Miners Park property and owned by Story County. The agreement created unforeseen consequences for the Community Chest of owning the building, but not the property it sits on. This condition has restricted certain private foundation donations to the Community Chest, private foundation donations the Community Chest would be eligible to receive. This property is also part of the Miners Park grant covenants. So this will not change the process that county staff is working on to replace that area that was taken up by the building and removed from open park play. So we will continue to look for that property exchange. It's taking a lot longer than we could have ever imagined. So this will take the community chess out of that equation and allow them to continue to do the great work that they do.
Thanks for that, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Laura?
I do not. Laura, good project. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve directing county staff to begin researching the process of subdividing the county-owned land adjacent to Miners Park, which is occupied by the Virginia City Community Center, operated by Community Chest, Inc., and located at 175 Carson Street, Virginia City, Nevada, and for potential future transfer of ownership of said property to the Community Chest, Inc.
I'll second that motion.
Right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
On to item number 12, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of an expenditure not to exceed $10,400 to the Nevada Division of Water Resources for the assessed value of taxable property situated within the confines of the groundwater basin located in Story County for fiscal year 24 through 25. Pursuant to NRS 534.040, Honey.
Honey Coughlin, for the record, pursuant to NRS 434.040.2, if the assessment is less than the cost of collection, the county commissioners may exempt the property owner from assessment and appropriate money from the general fund of the county to pay the cost of assessment. The state's estimated assessment and other information is contained in the enclosed March 5th, 2024 letter, which was attached to this agenda item. And essentially, that is the end of my report.
Great. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Honey?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions. I think we've discussed this in the past, and I'm supportive of continuing this practice.
Concur. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Absolutely. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve an expenditure not to exceed $10,400 to the Nevada Division of Water Resources for the assessed value of taxable property situated within the confines of the groundwater basin located in Story County for fiscal year 2024-25, pursuant to NRS 534.040.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, honey. On to item number 13, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval to remove the 22-23 and 23-24 personal property unpaid tax bill for MH001114 in the amount of $24.50. This mobile home burned in 2019 and the assessor's office was not notified. The structure is unlivable and unrepairable. Assessor Seddon, are you with us today? Somebody taking this from the assessor's office?
Mr. Chairman, my understanding was the assessor's office is covering this. We ask that we continue the item to the next county commission meeting. That would be April 16th, if I'm correct.
April 16th.
Sounds good.
2024 here at the courthouse and on Zoom.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment related to this item?
Yes.
For the record, Gary Schmidt. Also for the record, I did serve 4 years on Owosso County Board of Equalization, assessing properties from similar to this up into the $500 million casino properties. And I just like to note for the record that I'm generally certainly in support of this rebate, if you would, or removing this personal property from the tax rolls due to the fire. But I'd also like to note for the record, I'm not sure if it's been removed or not, but a burnout structure can create an environment that actually affects the real estate property also. So the assessor's office should be looking at this to also reevaluate the value of the property itself, the real property. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion for push this out until the next meeting?
Yeah, I move to continue item 13 from today's agenda to our next regularly scheduled meeting on April 16th here at the courthouse and on Zoom.
I'll second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 14, this discussion for possible action. Kathy, I always steal all this from you. Do you want to read this? File 2024-002, Division of Large Parcel Map. Parcels map. The applicant is requesting a division of land into large parcels. Two existing large parcels of land with a total of approximately 1,530 acres will be merged and subdivided into seven new large parcels, all over 40 acres in size. Subject property is located west of USA Parkway at the Story County-Lyon County boundary, having assessor's parcel number 004-171. I'm going to start over. 004-171-20 and 004-181-10, Story County, Nevada. Kathy.
Right. Thank you. Kathy Canfield for the record. So this is a division of large parcels. The original parcel is approximately 1,580 acres. Or maybe it's 30 acres, excuse me. All the new parcels, it's going from two parcels that are existing to seven parcels proposed. All of them will be over 40 acres in size. This area was recently rezoned from forestry to heavy industrial a few months ago. They are creating some roadway easements along the perimeter of the site so that all properties have vehicle access to USA Parkway. This is not a part of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, but it is a part of the Tri-GID service area. So when the infrastructure is extended further south, this is located at the county boundary. Tri-GID will be working with the applicant for their water and sewer services. They're also requesting the waiver of the tentative map requirement. This map is straightforward, large parcels, and staff is comfortable waiving that requirement in that step and going right to their final map. The Planning Commission heard this request at their March 21st meeting, and there were no concerns identified. There was no public comment at the time, and the Planning Commission recommended approval.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I comment that I support this action. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, any public comment? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I'd be happy to. I'd have to read some findings to do this, or are we good to just reference them?
I can read the findings when you're ready.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. So for a motion for approval, the findings of facts would be the applicant is requesting a division of land into large parcels, file number 2024-002. Two existing large parcels of land with a total of approximately 1,530 acres will be merged and subdivided into seven new large parcels, all over 40 acres in size. The subject property is located west of USA Parkway at the Story Lyon County boundary, having assessor's parcel numbers 004-171-20 and 004-181-10, Story County, Nevada. The division of land into large parcels complies with NRS 278.471,
through 278.4725 relating to the adjustment of two parcels to seven parcels, all 40 acres or more in size. The division of land into large parcels complies with all federal, state, county regulations pertaining to parcel maps and allowed land uses. The division of land into large parcels will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties or the surrounding vicinity. The conditions of approval for the required or for the requested division of land into large parcels do not conflict with the minimum requirements of Story County Code Chapter 16.40, Division of Land into Large Parcels, Chapter 17.35, Heavy Industrial Zone, or any other federal, state, or county regulations. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Mr. Chairman? Very good. In accordance with the recommendations by the Planning Commission and staff, the findings under Section 3A of the staff report and in compliance with all conditions of approval, I, Commissioner Mitchell, hereby move to waive the requirement for a tentative map and approve the division of land into large parcels, file 2024-002, two existing large parcels of land with a total of approximately 1,530 acres will be merged and subdivided into seven new large parcels, all over 40 acres in size. The subject property is located west of USA Parkway at the Story Lyon County boundary, having assessor's parcel numbers 004-171-20 and 004-181-10, Story County, Nevada.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you.
I have the next one.
Oh.
I could read it if you want me
to. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I crossed off item number 15 a bit prematurely. Item number 15, discussion for possible action. Special use permit 2024-004. The applicant requests additional building height beyond the 75 feet allowed by the applicable zoning ordinance. The applicant anticipates the maximum proposed building height to be approximately 105 feet to accommodate manufacturing equipment. The special use permit request is for a maximum height of 115 feet to allow for a buffer as final equipment and building designs have not yet been completed. The property is located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center at 875 Innovation Way, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, assessor's parcel number 005-012-08. Kathy.
All right. Thank you. Kathy Campbell for the record. So this is a request for additional height. 75 feet is allowed, and to go any higher than that requires a special use permit. The applicant anticipates the height to be the 105 feet, but we've added a request for 10 additional feet to go to a maximum of 115 feet just to give them some cushion in their final design because the final design isn't completed yet. This property is within the Tri-Center and the zoning is heavy industrial. The extra height is needed because of the equipment that they're going to be using that's associated with their battery recycling facility. There are other buildings in the Tri-Center that have that additional height that's been approved, and staff has no concerns with the additional height at this location. The Planning Commission heard this request at their March 21st meeting. There were no concerns identified during the meeting discussion, and there was no public comment that was received. And the Planning Commission voted to recommend approval of the project.
Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
I have no questions on this issue. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
My only question is, if it's permissible, I'd be interested to hear what kind of impact this might have on providing fire prevention services. If the fire district is comfortable giving some comment and making sure that there's a point somewhere along the way before it actually gets constructed, that there would be an opportunity to review whatever those plans are.
Thank you, Commissioners. Jeremy Longhart for the record. So we have been watching this really closely. Previously within the park, we had an agreement with the company that went over 55 foot. That was to provide us with an aerial apparatus able to service that. This project, like I said, we have been working with them. Unfortunately, we do not have the designs. We don't exactly have what they're proposing as of yet. So this is subject to discussion with the developer. Our previous agreement on the ladder truck that we currently have wouldn't be applicable to them. So we are exploring other avenues of how can we provide the best services there, protect the building, obviously their workers and neighbors as well. So there was some provisions Kathy did put in here for the fire, and it was just basically summarizing just that. We just really need to look and see what the building's going to be first and make our determination from there.
Great. Thank you. And so understanding that that we don't have plans yet, specific plans, is there a mechanism in place that will allow us to make sure that whatever is needed as far as future approvals or what have you? I'm just not familiar because we don't do a lot of special use permits out there. And so many things are green lighted over the counter, so to speak, with the development agreement out in TRI. I just want to make sure that we have a mechanism in place so that we can make sure that we get what we need.
Yeah, and I would have to defer that back to the planning department as far as the actual SUP and possible revocation of said SUP. So, Kathy?
Well, construction plans would be submitted, and those are routed around to the different departments with an interest in that. One of them is the planning department. So when that comes, I would have, I make sure plans are consistent with whatever special use permit, if it was applicable, that the plans are consistent with that. In this case, we do have a condition for the fire, condition, suggested condition H. And so these plans would also be routed to the fire department, and then I would probably send this to them, just reminding them that this was in there, and then they would take it from there on their review.
Okay.
Any other questions, Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Are there findings on this too, Kathy?
Yes, there
are. Great. Would you like to read those?
The findings of fact for a motion of approval. This approval is for special use permit 2024-004 for additional building height beyond the 75 feet allowed by the applicable zoning ordinance. The applicant anticipates the maximum proposed building height to be approximately 105 feet to accommodate manufacturing equipment. Special use permit request is for a maximum height of 115 feet to allow for a buffer, as final equipment and building design have not yet been completed. The property is located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center at 875 Innovation Way, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, assessor's parcel number 005-012-08. Special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the McCarran planning area in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding for the special use permit is provided in section 2.D of the staff report, and the contents thereof are cited in an approval of the special use permit. The proposal location, size, height, operations, and other significant features will be compatible with and will not cause substantial negative impact on adjacent land uses, or will perform a function or provide a service that is essential to the surrounding land uses, community, and neighborhood. Special use permit is not expected to result in substantial or undue adverse effects on adjacent property, the character of the neighborhood, traffic conditions, parking, public improvements, public sites, right-of-way, or other matters affecting the public health, safety, and general welfare, either as they now exist or as they may in the future be developed as a result of the implementation of the provisions and policies of the County Master Plan, this title, and any other plans, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to an official notice by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction to guide growth and development. The proposed use in the proposed area will be adequately served by and will impose no undue burden on any of the improvements, facilities, utilities, or services provided by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction in the county. The special use permit with the recommended conditions of approval complies with the requirements of the 1999 Story County Zoning Code, Chapter 17.62 Special Uses and 17.37 Heavy Industrial Zone. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Kathy. Mr. Chairman Mitchell, are you now ready to make the motion?
I am. Mr. Chairman, did you already ask for public comment? Did I just miss that?
I did, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. In accordance with the recommendation by the Planning Commission and staff, the findings of fact under Section 3A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve special use permit 2024-004 for additional building height beyond the 75 feet allowed by the applicable zoning ordinance. The applicant anticipates a maximum proposed building height to be approximately 105 feet to accommodate manufacturing equipment. The special use permit request is for the max for a maximum height of 115 feet to allow for a buffer as final equipment and building design have not yet been completed. The property is located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center at 875 Innovation Way, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, Assessor's Parcel Number 005-012-08.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. It's item number 17, which is discussion for possible action. Report of the Public Works Department regarding roads and highways in Story County. Director Wierzbicki.
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Wierzbicki for the record. A couple items to report on. We're getting close to wrapping up the road CIP. It's definitely been a long process in evaluating the existing conditions and anticipating the future needs of all the roads throughout the county from a whole different level than what we've ever done before. Another exciting thing, this Thursday at 2 p.m., we're having the bid opening at Dow for the Last Town Road project. Currently, there are over 10 contractors that have requested the bid packets, so that'll be very interesting in seeing what kind of product we get. This project does consist of a full tear out and rebuild, including drainage improvements along the full 5-mile stretch of the road. And that's all I have.
Thank you for that update, Jason. Highway Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jason?
No questions, Jason. Thank you.
Highway Commissioner Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment?
For the record, Gary Schmidt. I made note of this at the last county commission meeting. There's a failing here of proper notice and compliance with the open meeting law in this public meeting here. This meeting was not properly agendized. The agenda was not properly posted. It was not properly noticed on the county website or on the state website, as is required by state law. I won't continue to repeat myself, but I'm anticipating that you're going to have three other public meetings following this one that are also not properly agendized or posted. There's other failings of the open meeting law that they did not properly provide for a general public comment periods on this item or in the three subsequent hearings are going to be held. And I would just note for the record, let me note for the record on 283.NRS 283.0401 in conjunction with NRS 241.040.4 provides that if any elected official, like the county commissioners here, having been duly warned at the last meeting, knowingly violate the open meeting law, their office will be automatically vacated as a matter of law. So having placed that on the record, let me just say, add to that, that this commission's and this county's, which generally well run, but it is very lacking in compliance with the open meeting law and the public records law. And this failing, which I pointed out earlier today and at the last meeting, these failings do not go well for the image of this county, which has a century and a half old image of a backroom good old boy corrupt political system, at least the image of it, and continuing to ignore the law for your convenience and at the defiance of the rights of the public and the liberties of the public to monitor and control their own government does not show well. Thank you.
Great. Is there any other public comment? All right. Appreciate the update, Jason. As always, we'll catch up with you next time. On to item number 18, to recess to convene as the Story County Liquor Licensing Board. Sure. Brings us to item number 19, which is discussion for possible action for consideration and possible approval of the first reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license. The applicant is Arturo Valdez, Bonanza Cantina, located at 27 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada. Sir?
Good morning. Frank Valdez, for the record. After completing an intensive background investigation on Mr. Valdez, I found he is a Nevada State business license holder in good standing, a member of this community in good standing. No legal or civil issues found. In regards to financials, Mr. Arturo was past due as of August 2023 for the amount of in the neighborhood of five figures. The account by the finance company was charged off. The account is closed. There is no record of collections, no record of garnishments. I have no further.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments at this time, sir?
I have no questions. I want to alert the Perry County Clerk that there is no picture currently on the Zooms.
We're back, I think. Mr. Gilman? Thank you.
We're back.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Sheriff?
Oh, no questions.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading on-sale, off-sale liquor license. The applicant is Arturo Valdez, Bonanza Cantina, located at 27 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada.
Second the motion.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. On to item number 20. This is discussion for possible action for consideration and possible approval of the second reading for on-sale, off-sale liquor license. Applicant is Mitanshu Chanda, VC Market or VC Mart Gas Liquor and Grocery Store, located at 351 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440.
Frank Valdez, for the record. After an intensive background investigation on Mr. Chanda, I found Mr. Chanda has Nevada State business license in good standing, also a business license here in Story County in good standing. No financial, civil, or legal issues found. I have no further.
Thank you very much. Mr. Gilman, any questions or comments about this agenda item?
No questions, thank you.
Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Sheriff Cohen?
Nothing.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading on-sale, off-sale liquor license. Applicant is Mitanshu Chanda, VC Mart Gas Liquor and Grocery, located at 351 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
On to item number 21 is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Bringing us to item number 22, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of a change to the fire district's non-represented pay chart to compress the steps from 10 to 7.
Commissioners, Jeremy Longcar for the record, and I'm actually going to defer this one to Assistant Fire Chief Jim Morgan because of his work with Director Lopez and Comptroller McCain. I'll just go ahead and allow them to go ahead and take it from here.
Thank you, Chief.
Good morning, Commissioners. Assistant Chief Jim Morgan. Some of this started back last September when we were looking at our strategic and planning session that we had last summer. We had identified a couple things, and some takeaways for me were filling some of our vacancies, retaining our personnel, and attracting people to Story County. And one of the ways that we came up, the Chief and I came up with this, is reducing our 10-step non-represented pay program to a 7-step program. And working in conjunction with the Comptroller's Office and HR, we came up with a 7-step program, which starts our first step at a lower rate, or higher rate, excuse me, and helping us with recruitment and bringing our middle grades and top grades up and helping us with retention. So staying within the confines within the budget, not having a lot of affects to the budget and constraints to that, we come up with a 7-step program, which I believe will help us with recruitment and retention going forward. Also, this mirrors our union. They have a 7-step program as well. And part of this process, we did some comps in the area, and most of the departments are using 4 and 5, but 7 seems to suit us the best and mirrors our union as well. That's pretty much all I have for you.
Appreciate that. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this agenda item?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments?
Chief Morgan, can you give us an idea of roughly the breakdown between represented and unrepresented, just numbers?
Yes, sir. So non-represented is about 1/3 of our department.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding item number 22? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, hereby motion to approve the fire district to compress the steps in their non-represented pay chart to 7, effective the first full pay period in July.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen. On to a 10-minute break. We're going to see everybody. 10 minutes.